去年韩师母在他临上飞机的前一天晚上突然变卦不能来，当时我很不理解他这种情况，心里有好多的疑问。我是诚心诚意请他，我们教会也是诚心诚意请他，但是突然不能来，好像有点讲不大过去。没有想到今天下午的聚会我也差一点不能来。昨天早晨我发烧，我想我再睡一天不去参加那个端午节的活动，可能第二天就会好了。没有想到今天的烧更高，临时再请人我又不大好意思把这个很难的一个题目放在别人身上，要他临时准备。2004年的父亲节，神又给我学习一个功课：我们的遭遇无法测度，只有信靠神，这才是唯一的出路。不翻了是吧？
Pastor was recalling last year when Mrs. Han, she wanted to come to lead us in our retreat. But when she was about to board the plane, before she bought the plane, she fell sick. So...So Pastor now, he had experienced the same difficulty. So we all know that we are all physically weak. So when illness came upon us, there's nothing we can do about it. But still, we have to look upon God to seek his protection and to seek his care.
父亲节是为了儿女不要忘记父亲的恩情。
And on Father's Day is to remind the children not to forget the love and caring of the father.
父亲最大的恩情是什么？
What is the greatest love and care of the fathers?
许多人或许会想到养家糊口。
So maybe we all think of the father need to feed the family.
父亲要赚钱不容易。
And the father have to make money, and that is not easy.
赚钱是不容易的。
To make money is not easy.
也是应该的。
But it is necessary.
但神对父亲的要求不仅在这个目的上。
But what God expects from the fathers is beyond that.
神还有更高的目的。
And God expects the father to do even more.
神要我们做父亲的，教养我们的儿女。
God expects the fathers to teach his children.
将来成为什么？
And to let them become what they will be.
成为有名的人，成为了不起的人，成为各种各样的工程师。
Maybe to become engineers, to become outstanding people in the society.
我想，圣经讲得非常清楚，在箴言书22:6说，教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
I think the scripture clearly tells us in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, it says, Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
这就是神给我们每一个父亲的责任。
This is the command that God had given to each of the fathers.
今天我们要来看一位父亲。
Today we are going to look at a father.
一个失败的父亲。
A father that failed.
他是谁？他的名字叫以利。
Who is he? His name is Eli.
以利是谁？他是亚伦的孙子。
Eli was the grandson of Aaron.
亚伦有四个儿子。
Aaron had four sons.
我们知道神当初拣选亚伦的时候，要把亚伦和他的儿子、孙子世世代代成为祭司的职位。
So when God chose Aaron, we know that God wanted Aaron and his children and his descendants to be the priests.
但是亚伦的前面两个儿子出了问题，在利未记十章一到二节说，亚伦的儿子拿达公比胡各拿自己的香炉圣上火加上香，在耶和华面前献上燔火，是耶和华没有吩咐他们的，就有火从耶和华面前出来把他们烧灭，他们就死在耶和华面前。
这就是利未记。So in, but the two sons of Aaron got into some problem. In the Bible, in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1 and 2, they told us like this. Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, took their censers, put fire in them, and added incense, and they offer unauthorized fire before the Lord, contrary to his command. So fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord.
你看到，侍奉神要很小心。亚伦已经两个儿子没有了，他剩下两个，一个叫以利亚瑟，一个叫以他玛。
So we must understand to serve the Lord, we need to be very careful. We can see from the example of Aaron, two of his sons died, and he had another two sons. The name is Eleazar and Ithamar.
剩下两个儿子，这个最小的儿子叫以他玛，他生了一个儿子，这个儿子就叫以利。
So his younger son, the name is Ithamar, and he gave birth to a son, which is Eli.
这个以利应该来说是没有问题，他是被神拣选，专门侍奉神，担任以色列人的祭司和士师，一直四十多年。
So actually, Eli shouldn't have any problem because he was chosen by God to be the priest and also the judge for the Israelites.
但是今天我们读的圣经有一个神人，那就是神给他一种特别的这个意象，或者说给他一种先知的一种概念，让他去预言以利这个家族要被彻底的废掉。
But in the Bible, it tells us that the man of God had prophesied or also had a vision that the house of Eli will be coming down, will be destroyed.
以利的两个儿子，圣经说他们是恶人。
Eli had two sons. In the scripture, it tells us that those two sons are two wicked men.
他们藐视耶和华的祭物。
And they despise the offering to Jehovah.
他们在圣殿里跟妇女乱搞关系。
And in the temple, they also have unusual relationship with other women.
他们也不听他父亲的劝告。
And they did not listen to what their father told them not to do.
所以神差遣他的神人警告这个以利说，你的两个儿子何番尼和非尼哈所遭遇的事可以做你的证据，他们两人必一日同死。
So through the man of God had told Eli because of his two sons he's going to be having problems and his two sons will one day die at the same time.
到撒母耳记上第四章，我们看到以利两个儿子在战场上死了。不仅以利的儿子死了，以利自己听到这个坏消息以后，从这个椅子上掉下来，这个颈断掉死了。不仅以利死了，他们的媳妇。以利的媳妇，也就是这个儿子的这个太太，也死了。
So the Bible tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 4 that Eli's two sons die in the battle, and at the same time Eli himself also died, and even his daughter-in-law also died.
在这个时候。他生出那个媳妇生出一个孙子，这个名字叫以加伯。这个以加伯的意思就是荣耀离开了以色列。
So before his daughter-in-law died, she gave birth to a son, and the name
以加伯。以加伯，在这个 second page。
Yeah, and the name of his son was Ichabod, which means the glory has departed from Israel.
我们常常祷告求神，神啊，为了你的荣耀，求你看顾这件事；为了你的荣耀，求你看顾那件事。
So a lot of times when we pray to God that to His glory. We wish God to take care a lot of things.
但这次神的荣耀要离开以色列。
But this time the glory has departed from Israel.
是不是这样就完了？没有完。
But this is not the end.
这个预言继续要应验。
And this prophecy will be further fulfilled.
在撒母耳记上。第二十二章，我们看到有一个祭司叫亚西米勒，全家被杀，被扫罗杀。
And this prophecy was again fulfilled in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 11 to 19, where the priests of the city of Nob, Ahimelech, he was.His whole family was killed.
亚西米勒，他实际上是救了大卫，他帮助大卫，应该他做的好事，但是最后下场是被扫罗全家杀了。
So the whole family of Ahimelech was entirely destroyed by King Saul.
亚西米勒是非尼哈的孙子，以利的曾孙。
Ahimelech is the grandson of Eli.
Eli, great grandson.
Great grandson.、嗯、
有没有完？还没有完。第三次应验在列王记上第二章，祭司亚比亚他，他是服从一个所罗门的一个对一个敌人，这个敌人叫亚多尼亚，反叛所罗门王，最后又被革职。
But this prophecy was fulfilled for the third time in the Bible. In First King chapter 2, the priest Abita, because he rebelled against King Solomon and he was removed.
你有没有想过这件事？我看这个圣经，我看到这里，我非常惊奇神所做的事情。他要把以利这个家族从祭司的这个一个位置上彻底的除掉。
So when I read all this scripture, I find that God's plan was to entirely destroy.The house of Eli.
你如果去撒母耳记一张一张看，一个一个人都能够对上的，凡是以利的后代，一个个要出去。
If you read the First Samuel chapter by chapter, you will notice that God is removing everyone from the house of Eli.
为什么要这样做
？Why God has to do that?
首先看这两个儿子，这两个儿子在《撒母耳记上》二章十二节，以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识耶和华。
So in the Bible, it tells us that the two sons of Eli, they did not know God.
怎么叫不认识耶和华？两个祭司，这两个人是祭司，在圣殿里不知道做了多少关于祭司的事情。怎么会落到一个不认识耶和华
？And Eli's two sons, they have been serving in the temple as priests. How come, they do not know God?
从小到大在圣殿里长大，照理对神的认识应该超过一般的百姓。
They grew up in the temple, they should know God, much.Better than most of the ordinary people.
为什么圣经要说他们不认识神？
Why the Bible tells us that they do not know God?
因为宗教的生活和同神的关系是两回事情。
Because religious life and relation with God are two different things.
你可以有正常的宗教生活，但同时又不认识神。
You may have a normal religious life, but at the same time, you do not know God.
你知道这个希腊文和这个希伯来文“认识”这两个字有很深刻的意义。
In Greek and the Hebrew, the word "know" have very deep meaning.
这个。认识或者叫知道，在希伯来文就表示什么？表示同房。
In Hebrew language, the word know means to lay together.
这个创世纪四章一节，中文是这样翻的：有一天，那人就是亚当和他妻子夏娃同房。夏娃就怀孕生了该隐。
So in Genesis chapter 4 verse 1 it says Adam lay with his wife Eve and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain.
这个是 NIV 的翻译， NIV 把它这个字意思翻出，但是如果你看原比较 古老的啊 King James Version， 他是这样翻译的，他说 Adam knew Eva his wife and she conceived and bare Cain.
But in the King James Version, the translation is, and Adam knew Eve his wife and she conceived and bare Cain.
认识就是认识到这样一个深度，认识到这种啊性的生活。
To know is an intimate relationship, like a sexual relationship.
我们知道这个性的生活是两个人最亲密的一种关系。
We know that sexual relationship is a very intimate relationship between two people.
这一点新约圣经跟旧约是一样的。
And in this respect, the New Testament and the Old Testament, they are the same.
在马太福音第七章，耶稣说：“当那日有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, it says, Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?
耶稣的回答非常肯定，他不是一般的不认识。耶稣说：“我从来不认识你们。”
But the answer from Jesus is not the common answer. I don't know. It is very affirmatively say, "I never knew you."
两个儿子不认识神，又是一个恶，又是坏人，恶人，所以神把他们除去。
So the two sons, they did not know God, and they were wicked, and that's why God removed them.
为什么在这个同时还要把以利也一起让他死掉？
And why at the same time, God also make Eli die?
以利是亚伦的孙子，这是一个。很显赫的家庭，这是一个很了不起的一个家族。他同神的关系到底是什么
？So Eli was the grandson of Aaron, and he came from an honorable family and also an honorable background. And why it became like that？
在撒母耳记上又讲得很清楚。说童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华，当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
So according to the Bible, in First Samuel chapter 3 verse 1, it tells us, The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions.
为什么神跟以利的关系要这样疏远？
Why the relationship between God and Eli becomes so far apart?
圣经撒母耳记上二章又讲得很清楚，他说：“我所吩咐，现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子，过于尊重我，将我民以色列所献美好的祭物肥己呢？”
Yeah, as it was written in the First Samuel chapter 2, verse 29, it says, Why do you scorn my sacrifice and offering that I prescribe for my dwelling? Why do you honor your sons more than me? by fattening yourselves on the choice parts of every offering made by my people Israel.
尊重你的儿子，过于尊重我。
He respects his sons more than he respects God.
今天我们有很多孝子。
Today we have a lot of filial sons.
孝顺儿子的孝子。
Those filial sons is filial to their sons.
待儿女好一点没有什么关系。
To be good to the children, there's no problem.
也是圣经要求我们做的。
And that is also what the scripture wants us to do.
但是不要把神放在你的儿子下面。
But you should not put God under your son.
有没有这样的人？
Do we have that kind of people?
有的。
Yes, there are.
以利。
That is Eli.
所以神把以利这个整个家族在神的殿里的侍奉完全的废除。
That's why God removed the house of Eli entirely.From the priesthood.
圣经又告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us.
在撒母耳记上二章三十节。尊重我的，我必重看他；藐视我的，他必被轻视。
So it also in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30 it tells us, therefore the Lord the God of Israel declares, I promise that your house and your father's house will minister before me forever. But now the Lord declare, far be it from me. Those who honor me I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained.
这些话听上去不是太舒服。但是这是神的话。
Those words, when we heard, may not be, we may not feel very comfortable, but that is the word from God.
我再重复一遍，尊重我的，我必重看他；藐视我的，他必被轻视。
So let me repeat: those who honor me, I will honor; but those who despise me, will be disdained.
有人问我。我们神的胸怀是这样的宽广，为什么要计较我们对他尊重不尊重呢？
And some people ask me, God is very broad-minded. Why he cares about whether people respect him or not respect him?
我们尊重儿女，过于尊重神，这好像是做父母的一番苦心。
When we respect our children more than we respect God, that may be something the parents is working hard for.
神不能谅解吗？
Can God not understand?
我的回答是，神当然能谅解，也能赦免。耶稣在十字架上已经完成了救赎大业，所以人的罪。包括不尊重神的罪都赦免了。
My answer is, God can forgive and do not care about this respectfulness, because Jesus had died on the cross for our salvation. All our sins have been forgiven, even the sin of not respecting Him.
问题不是这种罪。能不能赦免，而是我们要得到神的恩典，我们必须接受。恩典是免费的，但接受是我们的态度。
The problem is not whether God will forgive or not. It is the thing, the salvation that we need to accept, because this salvation is free to us.
没有悔改的态度，罪的赦免是虚假的，因为罪不是一样东西送给你，不管你要不要，寄给你，完成了。 罪是一种关系的破坏。为了恢复这种关系，神已经主动地采取了行动，同时在我们这边也要有行动来响应，那就是用信心来接受。
So sin has always been the barrier between our relationship with God. So unless we confess our sin and we repent before God, we will not be able to build up a good relationship with God.
信心不是空洞的承认耶稣的存在，信心是相信耶稣是我们的救主，愿意被耶稣救。一个不尊重神的人必须承认自己不尊重，而且愿意悔改。
So those who do not respect God must admit that they need to accept God as their Savior and repent their sin.